Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Fountain of Living Waters podcast. Welcome to another episode 32. So we've missed on previous episodes. As I always say, no need to worry, you can catch them up later. So let's dive right into today's topic. And today's topic is be accountable. So, I'll briefly explain what being accountable is, and before going into the scripture. So, being accountable is more like taking responsibility for your actions and allowing God and other people to help you. Now, being accountable is it's more like reporting to someone or having someone that you are allowed to correct you. You're allowed to train, you're allowed to coach, you're allowed to mentor you in order to, you know, to reach a certain goal. And I'm talking about in your spiritual race in life, you need to be accountable. Okay, so quickly, I'll give this instance. So I was listening to a popular relationship therapist and counselor, and she mentioned that when she started having children, she started increasing in size, and you know, she contacted a trainer or a gym instructor and a dietitian. Okay, and these people, she would report to them almost every day. They would ask her for the steps she has taken in a day, how long she jogged, you know, if she has taken water, if you know what she's eating, how she's eating. Like, they're always like checking up on her to know, to track her. Okay, so she's reporting to someone, she's being accountable to people, because she has a goal to reduce her size. Okay, and in 3 months she noticed that she has gotten to the size she wants to get to, and the only reason was because she was accountable to people. Now, after a while, she stopped and she went back to her normal, to the size she was before, and nothing changed. She wasn't doing anything again. She wasn't going for jogs, she wasn't going to the gym, she wasn't taking fruits, she wasn't taking vegetables, she was not drinking water every day, you know. Like, she was not drinking water the way she's supposed to drink the water if she's actually training or doing something, okay? Then she said the only difference was she was accountable to our trainers, the gym instructor, and dietitian. Now, looking at it from this angle, do you think she does not know what to do? Obviously, she knows the right thing to do. We all know the right things to do. We all know what God does not like and what He likes. Yes, even if consciously you don't know, unconsciously your instinct tells you that this thing is not right, but we still go ahead and do it, because why? We are not accountable to anybody. Now, that's the end of that story. So I'm going to like give 3 reasons why we should be accountable to people, to not just anybody, but to trusted people that are solid in the word of God. And number one is, it keeps you in check. Now, taking the relationship therapist, for example, because of she was reporting to someone, she had to take a picture of her food, morning, afternoon, and night, show the gym instructor the number of steps she has taken in a day. She was reporting to someone, and in 3 months, she got her preferred size. What being accountable does to you is it keeps you in check. In your spiritual race, you need someone that can watch over you, that can ask you, oh, have you prayed today? Oh, when last did you have a fast? Okay, what did you study in the Word of God this week? What did you learn from the messages you listened to? How much have you pressed on the Spirit? And so much of that. Because once you have someone like this, it keeps you in check. You know that, oh God, okay, on Saturday, this person is going to come in and start asking questions. Sometimes, even if you don't want to do it, just because of you are comfortable to someone, you just have to do it. Many a times, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I just want to pick up my Bible and two chapters, three chapters, I'm already dozing. But when I remember that, I'm accountable to someone that will ask, oh, so how many chapters did you read this week? And what was the revelation you received? I have to start pressing in my spirit. Okay, God, what did you say in this? What was this thing? Like, I have to press more because I'm going to give someone account. Okay? Now, also, number two is it fastens your process and make you eat your target. Now, let's go back to that lady's story. She, in 3 months, she was able to reach a preferred size because she was accountable to people. The trainer, the gym instructor, and a dietitian. Okay? Just imagine if she was not accountable to anybody. When she stopped, she immediately bounced back to a normal size. The size she was before. Okay? So when you're accountable to people, it fastens your process and makes you eat your target. Now you just give your life to Christ and you're not accountable to anybody. You actually move. Definitely you move. But you move at a very slow pace. A very, very slow one. But if you're accountable to someone that is watching over you, it's going to fasten your process and make you hit your target. So there was someone said something and it was like, most people run away from mentors, from coaches and people that like help them build their spiritual faith, you know, so many other things, because they believe, oh, T.D. Jakes is my mentor, Pastor Adebuyi is my mentor, Baba Adebuyi is my mentor, and so many other big and top pastors and men of God. It's not bad. We call them passive mentors. Now, what you need to, when having these people as your mentors, is someone that you can call when you fall into something you run away from. Now, just imagine if you've not fasted in 3 months and you need someone to talk to about it. Can you pick up your phone and call TD Jakes? If yes, then that's good. If no, you need someone that you can pick up your phone and talk to. Okay? That's just the whole scenario. So, when you're accountable to someone that you can talk to, see physically, that can pray with you, it fastens your process and makes you eat your target. Number three, it prevents you from making mistakes repeatedly. Honestly, I'm saying this from my own personal experience. If you're accountable to someone, you know you're giving a report to someone, it prevents you from making mistakes repeatedly. It automatically helps you. When you do this thing the first time, and you report to the person asks, okay, so what happened this week? Alpha, what did you do? And like, oh, this happened. I got angry. Like, the lady just bashed my car. This young guy just spoke to me in a way I didn't like. And you're explaining to this person what happened throughout your week. The person is like, oh, you shouldn't get angry next time. When something like that happens, try to speak in tongues. Try to pray. Just try to, like, distract yourself from the person. And you know, so many other things like that. The other week, when something similar wants to happen, you already know what to do, so that mistake won't happen again. So that's what happens when you are accountable to a person, to trusted persons. So I'll be giving in three scriptures that really helped me. And the first one is James 5 verse 16, and it says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. So there's power in confessing your sins to someone. You don't have to confess your sins to everybody. It doesn't have to be general information. Just pick someone you trust, pick someone that the Holy Spirit directed you to, and confess your sins to the person. Be accountable to the person and pray for each other. Let the person pray for you. Okay? And you will be healed. So number two is Proverbs 28 verse 13. Let me quickly go there. Proverbs 28, yeah, verse 13. correcting. Okay, it says, people who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess them and turn from them, they will receive mercy. So people who conceal their sins will not prosper. That's why you have to look for someone that is trusted, that relates with their authority, to make the person, tell the person about that you want the person to be your mentor, you want the person to be your spiritual father or something. Someone you can, that can relate with you when you have difficulties. Someone you can confess your sins to. Someone that can help you in your spiritual journey. Even in life, there are rules and patterns and principles to success. Okay? And one big thing is having someone that can coach you. It automatically helps you. Automatically. It happens, it applies to both your normal life and your spiritual life. So the last scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11. Okay, I'll quickly go there. Okay, just give me a moment. Yeah, I'm there. 5 verse 11, and it says, so encourage each other and build each other just as you're doing. Yes, just as you are already doing. So I tell you this, encourage each other. Now, if you can't encourage, you can't just encourage yourself, actually a good thing, you know, but it's more better when you encourage each other when you are two. When you are two, it's really, really more helpful. Okay. And build up each other just as you're already doing. Then some people that already have mentors, they already have coaches, they already have people that are helping them in this journey, you know. But for those that don't have, I'm really, really, really on this. I should have someone you're accountable to. It will not just keep you in check, it's also fasten your process, and it will make you hit targets. It prevents you from making mistakes repeatedly. And you're going to enjoy it. So I pray for everyone listening to me right now, the spirit to be humble, the spirit to be accountable to people, the spirit to be able to talk to someone, a trusted person when you are going through challenges, and the Lord give unto you in the name of Jesus. Pinpoints for this episode is, be accountable to someone, a trusted person, because it helps you in one short word, it actually prevents you from making mistakes all over and all over again. So see, we'll meet next week or next 2 weeks. I see you. Bye bye.